Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you even have a passing interest in the garden, I don't need to tell you that we're coming into the busiest time of the year because the trees and shrubs are coming into leaf. The weeds are growing faster than most of us would like, and several jobs have to be done at around about the same time to keep everything under control. So, Mari Staunton, Dermot Gavin, our constant gardeners, are with us. Good morning. You're very welcome morning. To you both.
Good morning, Claire.
Yeah. Now, Mari, the vegetables need to get in now. Is that right?
Hold on, Claire. Before we start the veg. Mari, hold on.
Yes,
I was talking to Mari on the phone last night and she's upset about something, and I was a little bit upset about something.
What's that?
Well, you see, we're disappointed that we haven't been mentioned as being in the running to host a Late Late, because we reckon we'd be perfect.
Look, all you have to do is say it. I think you've said it now.
No. We have a manifesto. I presented an episode of Top of the Pops. Mari's a supermodel who walked the runway with Naomi Campbell. We can both dig ourselves into and out of holes. We could broadcast from garden sheds. As a special, when we're hosting the Late Late, it won't be like Gabo going to New York. It won't be like Ryan going to London. Leash. Leash has never been mentioned on the Late Late Show.
Really?
For us, it's not even a stepping stone to the Rs. It's a little bit frustrating when even Baz is mentioned. Now, mainly by himself.
All right.
Even he's been mentioned. So could we... Actually, I was going to ask
Listen,
for
you can go and talk to the executives afterwards, but my listeners want to hear about gardening.
No, not executives. I met the boss in the car park.
And you've done it. Okay. All right.
Mari,
listen,
we're on the list.
Can we get back to our questions and talk to me, Mari, about the vegetables, if you will, because now is the time to put them in the ground.
It is. Well, some of them. So you can get. You can start off lettuce and beetroot and that sort of thing. You really should have been on the ball with tomatoes, peppers, because they're a long season crop. So you need to. They need to be kind of in and getting started, and then you can plant them into the ground. You need a glass house for peppers and tomatoes. Put tomatoes out in the garden in July when it's much, much warmer, but you need to get them started in the glass house around about now.
I have a lot of questions here. I'm just going to get straight to them. So Paul, this is a good one. He's hoping to plant a hedge alongside a wire fence, but his neighbours are sheep. Is there any type of hedging that sheep won't eat, says Paul?
I'd go for a very thorny one. Something like, what do you think, Crataegus?
Ah, the poor sheep.
Well, you know, one prick from one of those thorns and that'll be, they won't go near it again. So something native like Crataegus is a brilliant hedge and very soon would be covered in white flowers. So I'd go for that.
Frank in Cork wants to know how to get rid of bindweed. It's not Japanese knotweed. Now, I know we always, it's controversial, isn't it? We talk about getting rid of weeds in any other way other than digging them up.
Bindweed, you kind of have to get rid of it and you kind of have to dig it up. There are things you can paint onto it. Systemic weed killers you can spray multiple times or paint onto the leaf that will be absorbed right down into the root. But actually, I find digging bindweed, if it isn't, the infestation isn't too bad, very satisfying because it has a brittle white root. Mm-hmm. You have to get every bit out. Yeah. But
that's the only thing. You have to get it out. If you leave any tiny bit of it, it'll regenerate. And if, do you know, it's one of those weeds that creeps up on you. You don't notice it for ages and then suddenly it's everywhere. And digging out or a systemic weed killer, but digging out is really the answer.
Tough work ahead for Frank.
Yeah.
How do we eradicate white curl grubs on the roots of strawberry plants? You have to pick them off.
Yes, exactly.
It really is the only thing. The other thing is looking out for vine weevil when the weather warms up, when the soil is warming up. And again, picking either using nematodes or picking them off. Anything you buy from a garden centre, whether it's one of the, whether it might be a strawberry plant or a heuchera or anything like that, if you see that when you take it out of the pot, the compost is collapsing and coming away from the root of the plant, be very careful before you introduce that into beds or raised beds or any other, you know, a pot, because look out for those little grubs, any of those, and pick them out.
And strawberries, once you get rid of the grubs, they are easy enough to grow, aren't
they? They're very easy.
Oh,
yeah,
they are.
Yes. And it's lovely to have your own as well. And it's lovely to have your own tomatoes. But Tom wants to know, are heritage tomatoes worth growing? Mara, you might take this one.
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
he saw
they
them.
Are.
He says he saw them in a garden centre in Kilcolgan. He just wants to know, are they more nutritious or are they tricky?
No, they're not. It's not that they're more nutritious, but the taste is very different. I mean, a lot of tomatoes, a lot of seed are bred to be either one thing or the other, a perfect tomato or taste. And heritage tomatoes give you both. You know, they give you a really interesting looking tomato, maybe a beef tomato or something like that, but the taste is just second to none. Yeah, really gorgeous.
When I just hear about people growing any kind of tomatoes, I think it sounds like a full-time job. Try to mine them.
It's a dark art.
Well, it is if you go away on holiday, you know, certainly if you're going to grow stuff like that, you need to be around.
Yeah, because watering, really important, pretty much the same time every day, and feeding, they're so hungry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This listener wants a small moss lawn or maybe a fully mossed path.
Yeah.
What do I need to prepare the ground?
Well, what they have to have is the right environment, which is kind of damp and a little bit of shade. Mm-hmm. So think of a woodland. I was up walking the dog in the woods in Paris Court yesterday afternoon. The rocks are full of moss growing everywhere. Now, moss doesn't mind. Actually, it needs to, depending on the type of moss, dry out occasionally. But have a look around. Is it growing? Mm-hmm. Without you doing anything, and that gives an indication that the situation might be good. And there, I went to one moss garden in a place called Roanoke outside Kyoto, and they had 50 different species of moss growing in this garden. Extraordinary.
And they look different, do they? Or
to the trained monkish eye.
Yes. Black grass. Robert has a problem with black grass, Murray, growing in the garden bed, spreading uncontrollably. What can he do to prevent its spread?
Is
that a good thing?
That's lovely.
It's unusual that it would be spreading all over the place. It's called Ophea. Ophea pogon is the Latin name. But it generally is very well behaved. So it must be running on them. And you're going to have to pull it out. And you're going to have to do what you would do if you were tackling bindweed. And that's to get every little bit so that it doesn't continue on.
But again, in the new way of gardening, if you find something that works, because that's a great little ground cover, it doesn't grow too high, you never have to mow it, it does produce a flower, it has, the variety is probably nigrescens, which is dark foliage, very, very unusual. Mm-hmm. So as a ground cover underneath other plants, underneath a magnolia, for instance, could be fab.
Kitty has a problem with crows. They're making holes in the garden and taking the moss for their nests. And she wants to know, I don't know what you do about that.
Let them.
Well, you know, they're taking the moss and then the grass is going to fill that space where the moss is taken out. So it's instead of you trying to go out and scarify or to put a moss killer on it, crows are actually doing the job. So, I would let them do their work.
Just after we were talking about the bindweed, a listener got in touch straight away saying, weeds are wildflowers, don't destroy biodiversity. And that is, that debate that we have with ourselves all the time. We want
just
things
yesterday
to look nice.
In this area, the dandelions on the roadside verges were shining like sunshine, like the daffodils did, are still doing in places. And those dandelions are full of pollen. They're brilliant pollinators, especially for the early insects and bees and whatever. But there are some weeds that you do have to eradicate because they'll strangle everything else.
Now, this listener says the land is too wet for seed potatoes and they're wondering how late can they plant them?
A while yet.
We have a long season. So you needn't worry about got till the end of April. You know, you've got first earlies, second earlies and main crops. So I wouldn't be too worried about getting out there and putting them in just at the minute.
There's
if your
no
land
rush.
Is very wet. No, there's no rush. Mm-hmm. No rush.
Are there any comments or call or support for us doing the late night?
Nothing. Nothing so far.
I
think
people are
shocked, Dermot. I think that's the reaction. Wait for it, though.
Baz hasn't complained, has he?
Yes, no, not yet. Ronan says, "When's the best time of year to clip a Portuguese laurel hedge? The hedge was planted last spring."
Okay. It was only last spring. Well, you can give it a little haircut if you like, and that will wherever you've cut it'll branch out. So don't go too mad into it, but you can do it in the next
and
wee while.
And branching out means thickening it up.
Yeah, it must need it though, even though it was only planted last spring.
I think people love to interfere.
Poor Ronan. Poor Ronan. Maura in Meath wants to sow Irish wildflower seeds in a small patch of my garden, which sounds like a lovely idea. But she wants to know what kind of soil is best. I'll have to put soil on the area because it's quite stony. She weeded it some months ago. She covered the area with black plastic. So
very poor soil. Very, very poor.
Really? Stony yeah. would be better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be perfect.
The poorest you can find. Open, sunny position, but very poor soil.
Mm-hmm. I love the idea of the wildflowers, though. You just throw them, don't you, and walk away. That's my kind of gardening.
Yeah.
It's perfect for me, Mari, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't have to do anything. Amy wants to know, can I plant a small cherry blossom near a wall? I've heard the roots can damage structures. Also looking for suggestions for a small native flowering tree.
So the roots will lift pathways. I don't know about a wall, but I wouldn't do it. I mean, everybody does it. Every suburban house in Ireland, because of First Holy Communion pictures, has cherry trees growing in the front garden. But you'll see the roots eventually coming up through the lawn, lifting paving and whatever. So it's a shame, just as it's coming into maturity, to have to take action.
Yeah.
My mum was like, Edward Scissorhand, we had three in our front garden.
Yeah.
And she had a man in, to chop them down every year.
Man in, yeah.
They are lovely, aren't they?
Beautiful.
They're gorgeous. They're lovely.
Can I give a suggestion for the small tree, if you're looking for a small tree? Crataegus Paul Scarlet is gorgeous. A gorgeous hawthorn, but with the most beautiful pinky red flowers. Really gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So that would be nice, yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be lovely.
And then another one, how can I get rid of ivy, Dermot, smothering primroses? Will spray kill the primroses? I'd say it would,
It would.
Yeah, it would. But why would you use spray? Mm-hmm. Let's stop
just
using
it. Just pull it out.
Yeah, just pull it out. Yeah. It's slightly unusual because ivy will generally like a very dry place and the primulas will like a place that's damp. But just pull it out. It's very easy to do, very satisfying.
The chickens are digging up my potatoes. What can I do to stop them other than roasting them in the oven? The potatoes or the chicken?
Oh, jeepers.
It is a balance there because I had Mary Lou, Arlene. What was the third one? Mary Lou, Arlene.
Your chickens.
And Michelle. Mm-hmm. So I had three rescue chickens right through lockdown. And I'd let them out of their pen. They were free. They had an area to free roam and they were absolutely brilliant. But every seedling, everything that was set, they do a lot of damage and they will go for it. So it's,
Chicken wire.
Yeah.
Chicken wire, exactly. Yeah.
Right, exactly. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much. We've got so many questions in. We could talk for the next hour. Best of luck with the campaign, Dermot and Mari.
My campaign.
I hope to see the Late Late Show studio in County Laois sometime soon. Gosh. Thank you both very much indeed. We'll take a break.
51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.